We are back on the Doug Saravo Show, and boy, did I miss hearing that intro. I love that song that I put together for my intro video. We are live on the Doug Saravo Show. It is Friday, December 3rd. It's about 4:15 p.m. on the East Coast, if you're listening or watching from Pacific time. It is about 1:15. Maybe some of you are at work. Maybe some of you took a half a day. But we are back on the Doug Saravo Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. It is a pleasure to be back on the show. You know, we took a week off, you know, to remember Mikey, you know, just have some time to ourselves to, you know, focus on what's important in life. Because life goes by too fast, and we have to appreciate every moment we got. So we are back on the Doug Saravo Show. Let's get it started. It's been a big offseason for the New York Metropolitans. What an offseason so far. Max Scherzer, Eduardo Escobar, Mark Canha. And I'm sure many of you heard, but there will be a lockout. I'm not sure how long that's going to be. But what about Stevie Cohen, baby? He is showing everyone, not just the Mets fan base, but he is showing everyone. What he is showing them is the New York Mets mean business. If you're a player and you want to come to New York, forget about the Bronx, baby. Come to Queens. This is where it's at. And I think for a Met fan, I think it's about time you are no longer the little brother to the New York Yankees. How many years did you hear that? Oh, this is our town. The Mets, they don't spend money. The Mets, baby. Oh, you're the little brother. No more. When was the last time you've seen the Yankees make these big moves? When was the last time you've seen it? You know, for the last few years, well, this year and last year, the Mets have been bringing in these big guys and they're spending their money. You know, you could talk about Francisco Lindor all you want, but to go out and get Max Scherzer, I know it's just a 3-year deal, but that was a lot of money. I think he's getting paid $43 million per year. I think it was like $130 over 3 years. And to have him and DeGrom, that's unbelievable. But that's what you want to see from the Mets. They are spending money like a big market team. They are spending that money. Steve Cohen is spending his money. He don't care. He just wants to see a championship in New York. All the talk year in and year out is the Bronx, the New York Yankees. And for during that time, the Mets, all they did was get bashed. They don't spend like a big market team. But now they are because they actually have an owner that gives a shit, cares about winning a championship. You know, it's not just about going to the playoffs. It's not about winning division titles. The Mets finally have an owner that is willing to take over a town, take over a city. I truly believe from this day moving forward, New York is going to be Mets town. New York is Mets town. And honestly, if you're a Met fan, you have a lot to look forward to with DeGrom, with Scherzer, with Lindor, with Starling Marte, Eduardo Escobar. Come on, man. This is their city. This is their city. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Saravo Show. It is Friday, December 3rd. Still to come, James Saravo will give his thoughts on the NHL quarter mark, and then it will be the debut of Lepore Betting. It's a segment that we are going to do on every show in memory of Michael Lepore. You know, Mike was on season one, episode one of season five, and if you watched the last episode where I gave him a tribute, that tribute video is going to play at the end of every episode for the remainder of season five. So if you didn't get a chance to see it last episode, you can see it on this episode. You know, it was a great tribute that I thought showed the friendship and the bond that we shared. It was kind of like a father-son relationship. You know, he was a great guy, and life goes by too fast. And that's why we need to take a moment to reflect on life and to reflect on what it's truly about. Because it could be cut off at any moment. You know, you're not going to get a chance to say goodbye to a loved one. You know, tell them what they meant to you. You may never know when that last chance would be. Which is why we're debuting this segment in memory of him. Because I feel like, you know, you could keep that in your heart. You could keep that within spirit. And I think that's going to be a great segment for Mikey. You know, and it's just tough because that wasn't something I was prepared for. That wasn't something I was expecting. That's why everything I do now is going to be dedicated to him. You know, especially season five. Because he was the first one to star in season five. You know, that was a great episode. And I'm not just talking about it because of the ratings or, you know, I'm not just saying it because of the ratings or the views, the likes. I'm saying it because it was truly a great episode with a great friend. You know, the laughs we shared. You know, I missed the guy. You know, I've been hurting, which is why I had to take a week off just to focus on my thoughts, reflections. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Survival Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. So the Tampa Bay Rays got Corey Kluber, and I think that's a great move for them because if we remember the series against the Red Sox, they didn't really have the pitching depth. Yeah, we had guys like McClanahan, Baz, but we really didn't have that depth to beat the Red Sox. Michael Wacha's going to the Red Sox now. We traded Joey Wendell, so we'll see how that goes, and I'll see how they play. I still believe we have a shot to win the World Series next year and the year after. But we have the young guys. We got Frank Franco for another 11 years. Spent some money finally. You know, for being a small market team, we still play like we're a big market organization. But moving forward, I think that this team, to bring in a guy like Corey Kluber, I think that's a great move for us. It truly is a great move for us. And because when we look at the year-by-year comparisons, 2020, we had the pitching depth for a World Series run. You know, we had the Blake Snells, we had the Charlie Mortons, we had the Tyler Glasnows. Hey, congrats, Charlie, World Series champion with the Braves. You know, it's just truly an unbelievable situation this year where we didn't have the pitching depth. A lot of guys went down to injury. Snell got traded. Kluber got traded. So I can't really complain now because we got a guy that hopefully if he stays healthy, we go far. We win and we go back and we compete for another world championship. Again, thank you for supporting the Doug Survival Show, Survival Broadcasting, and all those involved with Survival Broadcasting. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, James Survival will be joining us to discuss the NHL quarter mark. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. The Doug Survival Show, brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Doug Ciravo Show. As always, I'm your host, Doug Ciravo. So James Ciravo now joins us as he discusses the NHL quarter mark. So let's send it to James Ciravo. James, take it away.
All right, thanks, Doug. So far, the season has been pretty good. My team, the Caps, haven't let me down so far. Ovechkin has been beyond my expectations in terms of assist. He has the same amount of assists as he does as goals, and is second in the league in points behind Draisaitl. And the Caps are first in the standings. They've been pretty dominant, especially in the tough Metro Division. The Rangers have came out strong, like I expected, but disappointing for me would have to be the Islanders. I did not expect them to be last in the Metro. If anything, I expected them to be at least in the top four. In the Atlantic Division, disappointing to see Montreal with only 6 wins and in 7th in the division. Especially after going to the Cup last year, but they don't have Carey Price, unfortunately. Sergei Bobrovsky of the Panthers has had a much better season this year. Now over to the West. Chicago has came back stronger. They're 6-4 in their last 10, so they are getting a little better. And Pacific, not surprised, Edmonton is first. Calgary has been a surprise for me. I did not expect them to be that of a dominant team. And disappointing to see Vegas not as strong as it used to be. So overall, the season has been a good one so far. First in the league would be Toronto. Hopefully, when the playoffs come, they don't disappoint their fans like they have been. Same thing with Washington. Hopefully, Ovi gets past the first round. So my favorites for each division, coming out of Metro, Washington, of course, the Atlantic, I have to say Florida, and the Central, I have to say Nashville. You have UC Soros, a really good goalie to lead them. And Pacific would have to be Edmonton. They're a lot better this year with the addition of Zach Hyman, and they have pretty good defense with Darnell Nurse. So that's it. We'll see how the rest of the season goes. We'll be right back.
where the Monroe Falcons are playing the St. Joseph of Metuchen Falcons.
Past that game's history, we have a state's championship on our mind now.
The ranch, the buffalo.
It all works together very nicely.
Welcome to Falcons Insider.
Falcons Insider. On today's episode,
we're doing a lot of great work. You know, this is work that people said couldn't have been done before.
A lot of money doing something you love.
Re-elected team reporter.
Yeah, what a season that was for you. 54 points in 18 games.
But definitely, I mean, when I said that we're going to win GMCs, I think that's another one that we remember.
Without mystery.
You just said it with so much confidence.
All right, Michael, how are you today?
Okay, Doug, how are you?
You gotta speak louder.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you mean? How long do I talk? All right, how you doing, Doug?
I'm doing good. Mike, you?
All right, good.
How is the police?
Thank you.
All right.
So quiet.
Do the mic check. Sit down. All right, so Mike, what do you think about the AFC South?
It's a very weak division. That's definitely a weak division.
Weak division, okay, cool.
That
was the mic check.
All right, so we all right?
Huh?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I got texted out now. All right, we are back on the Doug Serravo Show. The Doug Serravo Show is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Now, if you're only listening and you're not watching the live stream, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, or the highlights on Instagram, if you're just listening on your podcast applications and heard an audio of Mike and I talking, we were doing a mic check for the podcast we did. And we're going to use that in every episode. May not be the behind the scenes of our podcast, the mic check, or it could be memories that I have of him, like when we went to New York City a few years ago in 2019, saw the tree, visited Trump Tower, pretty cold out. We went to Bryant Park, had a great time. That's what we're going to do on season 5. We're going to show you guys memories that we've had with Michael Lepore. Could be some scenes from the podcast we did, small clips. But now, it is time for the debut of Lepore Betting, a segment that we are doing in memory of Michael. And we did this on the first episode of Season 5, where he gave us his 5 picks and his best bet. So that's what we're going to do in every episode. The sports show. Now, if I have like Brendan Wong on and we just discuss whatever we want to discuss, we're not going to do it. So this is for the sports episode, and I'm pretty honored to do this in his memory. So it is now time for the debut of Lepore Betting. Betting, it was named after you because you are probably known for losing a lot of bets, especially when it comes to the horse racing.
My lightning 5 picks. These are the ones I like. I mean, I love them. In my picks, you'll hear them later on. Yeah, that is my best bet.
You'll hear it in Stutz Betting.
Yes, that is my best bet.
All right, it is time, baby. Lepore Betting. Mikey, I hope I get these correct. I hope so. So the first one that we're doing in Lepore Betting is the Dallas Saints game over under is 47.5, I'm going with the under. I just think that without Jameis Winston, this Saints team cannot compete. They were 5-2 with Jameis. Now they're 5-6. So that says a lot. And the Dallas Cowboys, they're an inconsistent football team. You know, earlier in the year, I thought this was a team that can compete and, you know what, win a Super Bowl. I don't think like that anymore about the Dallas Cowboys. I truly don't, which is why I'm going with the under in this game. I don't see it being a high-scoring game. I really don't. So our next one in Lepore betting, ladies and gentlemen, is the Jets +6.5. I truly believe that the Jets can win this game, and I think the line will be +6.5 against the Eagles. Again, another matchup of two inconsistent football teams. There is no way that the Eagles and the Jets are going to put up a high-scoring game. It's not going to be a blowout. I think the Jets could win this game maybe like 17-10, 21-15. It's not going to be a high-scoring game. It's definitely not going to be an exciting game. All right, here's number three for Lepore betting. Jaguars +475 against the LA Rams. Now, some of you may think, why are you going against the LA Rams? I don't trust them right now. I think they've been looking sloppy. They've been playing inconsistent football. I don't trust them at all. And I think a team like the Jaguars, they're hungry to win. They want to win football games. So I think the Jaguars could be an upset against LA Rams. I truly do. Here's another one in Lepore betting, number four. I think a lot of you are going to say I'm nuts. But the Lions are going to get their first win with the money line at +250. And you may say, why? Why? You want to know why? I don't trust the Minnesota Vikings. They're another inconsistent football team. Excuse me. And I was talking to my good friend Matt, and he said, the Vikings are a lot better than their record. And I agree, too. They just play sloppy football. I mean, Kirk Cousins has had a decent year. I think he only has 3 interceptions on the year, 3 or 4. I'm not sure the exact number. They're just very inconsistent. They haven't played to their par. They haven't played to what they should be playing like. Which is why I think the Lions may get their first win against the Minnesota Vikings. And here it is, Lepore betting best bet. Now, Mike did, I think when Mike was on, he did the Texans as his best bet, and they got the win. But mine is going to be the Giants and the Dolphins. Over-under is 41.5. I am going with the over on this one. Now, I know Daniel Jones is probably not playing on Sunday, but here's the thing. Now, here's the deal. In the words of Joe Biden, here's the deal. Both teams, sometimes they're on, sometimes they're off. Giants have been competitive. We've seen it against the Buccaneers. We've seen it against the Chiefs. Tua Tagovailoa has been playing great football. I think Jalen Waddle had his first 100 receiving yard game. I see this being like a 38-31 game. I see it being high scoring. Or even like 32-29. I don't know who's going to win, but I see these teams putting up points. I truly do, which is why I'm going with the over. There's no reason why you can't go with the over. There's no reason why you can't. I see no reason why. Again, if you're just joining us, let's go over it again for Lepore betting. Dallas Saints under. Jets 6.5. Jaguars money line. Lions money line. And then the best bet, which is my favorite bet and your best chance to win, Giants Dolphins 41.5 with the over. I truly think so. I think that's something that you got to go for. Again, thank you for joining us on the Doug Ciravo Show. Thank you for supporting Ciravo Broadcasting and all those involved with Ciravo Broadcasting. The Doug Ciravo Show is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Mikey, if you're watching from heaven, may you rest in peace. Continue to watch over us. Season 5 is for you, but season 5 is for you, buddy. We love you. We miss you. Thank you for everything. Again, we'll see you guys next time. I think next week we're going to have Austin Schoening on the show to do the Devil's quarter mark. I think it's going to be after 20 games and after 40 games and after 60 and then the regular season or playoffs, depending how the Devils perform. Hey, what can I say, baby? The Devils are they look like a weird hockey team. You know, they play well against good teams, and then they struggle against bad teams. It's a weird mixture. But hey, Jack Hughes is back, baby. 8 more years, contract extension. Nothing wrong with that. Again, thank you for joining us on the Doug Ciravo Show. As always, I'm Doug Ciravo. You can find us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and all your podcast applications. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and, you know, stay safe out there and continue to live life. Have no regrets because life is too short. It goes by fast, and, you know, love everyone. You know, there's nothing wrong with loving everyone and forgiving people. Again, thank you for supporting us. We finish this show with our tribute to Michael Lepore. I just got to read this first. Thank you for supporting the Doug Ciravo Show, Ciravo Broadcasting, and all those involved with Ciravo Broadcasting. We appreciate you guys. So what is this, Mikey?
Can you see it? Play that to the... Lift it up by the camera. Can everybody see it?
Wait, move it back. Oh, number 38, Lepore. That's you.
I was in the locker room with that in the room with 3 Hall of Famers.
No, that's customized. That's all. Oh,
I know. And listen... All right, I'm going to give people... No, that's for the pen.
Oh, yeah, that's for the pen.
No, I got to be more for it. The razor...
16-1.
16-1, that's not bad.
Mike, what do you think about your charges this past season?
They stick. I'm sorry.
Sorry, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, I like that fact that it only cost me 16 to 12 hours.
12 bucks.
This is great. Now you're gonna make us some food.
No.
Yeah, there's stuff in your
fridge.
Should have brought the pie. Next time I'll get it. Yeah, this is a great show. But yeah, you do have some leftovers in your fridge. I think it's time for dinner for you and I. Some in the fridge. Should we get the cat? Should we get the camera? All right, Mike, any final thoughts for the audience, myself?
It's been very entertaining. Hopefully my picks come through and people can make a little money, stuff like that. Have a one. Enjoy your football season. And go bolt up, everybody.
There he is, everyone. That was Michael Lepore, otherwise known as The Bolt. No more Stutz, The Bolt. That's his name. What a show, Mike. Thank you for coming on.
Don't listen to these picks. You lose all your money. Trust me. Jaguars, if they win the division, I'll stop watching football.
I have it on audio, man.
I just want to try on this jersey you got me. You know, what can I say? I'm a Giant fan, but...
Bolt up?
Huh?
Bolt up.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Holmes. We got all right, you don't want to be called Stutz. What about produce? I know produce. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. I love you, Mikey.
Officially a Charger fan.
No.
If the Chargers win, I get lifetime pizza in his pizzeria. The Chargers won, so I love his pie. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking to everyone.